don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm at 40 Fathom Grotto in Central Florida, Ocala area. CJ's with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. A lot of fun today.
Yes, absolutely. James, or Jimmy the Helper Boy, is with us as well. How are you hanging in there, James?
Hanging in pretty well, Greg. Having a good time.
And if that weren't enough, we have Mermaid Abby. How you doing, Mermaid Abby?
Good afternoon, Greg. I'm doing good as well.
Yeah, she's a little clogged up today. So she's not diving. Her sinuses aren't cooperating. However, we are at 40 Fathom Grotto. Have you ever been here before, Abby?
No, I have not been here, Greg, but I did do some research online, check the place out, and I've got to say, now that I'm here in person, I'm not disappointed, even though I didn't dive. It's great.
Yeah, you know, this was Hal Watts' place, and I guess he's still associated with it in some capacity, kind of. He lives nearby. And Hal, over the years of doing Scuba Radio, has insisted that I come to this place for years. And this is the first time in over 10 years, I am afraid to say, that I've been to 40 Fathom Grotto. And I don't know what I was waiting for. I mean, this is cool stuff. I mean, CJ and James just completed their advanced open water certification dives. We had to do a navigation dive that we didn't complete when we were on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard a few weeks ago. So we had to finish up their training so they could get their advanced open water certification, and this was the perfect site to do so because you have some, you know, visibility is about 30 feet today, so that made for a great navigation dive. It made it a little bit more challenging than doing it in a spring for, you know, compared to a spring where you can literally see like you're on the surface. So it gave you a little bit more of a challenge. So you learn the skill as opposed to just kind of run through the motions, right, CJ?
Ain't no cheating today. It was kept us very honest. And there's a lot of room down there, a lot of cool stuff to see. It was just tons of fun.
Yeah, you know, they did the skills perfectly, and they've achieved their, you know, the skill set. Now we got to work through some paperwork, and we'll get their cards out to them pretty soon. But congratulations to both of you, first of all. You guys did swell on that. But you're right. There was some great, there's some really neat underwater attractions here at 40 Fathom Grotto that I didn't expect. One that I had seen on the website was a underwater motorcycle suspended by cables in about 50 feet of water. I think, did we get a pretty good photo op of that, James? Or what?
Yes, we did. In fact, Greg, CJ and I actually used the Harley in our navigation dive, which made it go much quicker.
Yes, exactly. You can hop on board that buddy. I heard him making bubbles. I assume that's where those bubbles are coming from.
I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations.
Okay, fair enough. But, you know, if that weren't enough, they have an underwater motorcycle. It's suspended about 50 feet. They have, like, a canoe right below that, a few different platforms that are submerged, for great for training or just kind of hanging out underwater and, you know, doing a safety stop or whatever the case may be. But then they also have this kind of mini obstacle course. And we have Jay from 40 Fathom Grotto, one of the managers here at this fine establishment and facility in Ocala, Florida. And, Jay, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy?
Outstanding, sir. Thank you.
Yes, he's very serious. He's very formal, almost militaristic in his dive briefings here. No, he's a very easygoing guy. But Jay, what is the deal with the obstacle course here? Is that just for something underwater for the divers to play with, to go through the hoops, these PVC triangles and squares, or what?
This is to fine-tune your buoyancy, sir.
Well, of course. I should have known that. I'm a dive instructor. He's looking at me like, what are you asking me a stupid question like that for? CJ, should I have just known that automatically?
Yeah, you pretty much should have figured that out.
But and I did. What's that, Jay?
Did you hit the PVC on your way down?
No, I did not. No, I did this. I actually, as we did this little loop, they got several little tracks and lines scattered throughout the site. I'd say what it's about 200 yards across thereabouts, or what is it?
Oh, I would say more like 65.
Oh, okay. Well, see, my distance is way off. I'm just a navigation instructor. I don't necessarily know my distances. But you'll cut me some slack, right, Jay?
Absolutely.
Fair enough. All right. But you got these underwater lines because the visibility can be challenging at times. I mean, 30 feet, and people up north are listening to this, and they think, 30 feet, this is like air. But in Florida, like in an area where we're surrounded by Florida Springs, where the water is crystal clear, it's, you know, this makes it more fun and more challenging. And actually, the site, 40 Fathom Grotto, is a very popular technical diving site, right?
Absolutely, yes. We do cater a lot to the technical community around here.
Now, is that because of the visibility? I'm guessing not. It's because of the depth or something, too, of the spring or of the... What is this? It's a sinkhole, technically, right?
Yes, sir. It sure is. It's a sinkhole. But the thing is, though, is that not only is the depth of 240 feet, but the visibility plays a large factor. And it's also, it's really accessible to these guys. And this is a great training facility. I mean, we have a beautiful establishment here, and it's getting bigger and it's getting better.
Yeah, you know, Ray Black Jr., the race team that we had on the show last week, they actually took control of this property and are pumping all kinds of money and, you know, buildings and things. The place looks brand spanking new. There's a lot of construction that you guys have just put up in the last 6 months. There's brand new decks and stairs, and it is extremely accessible, very easy to get to. You know, we're based out of Orlando, Florida. This is a hop, skip, and a jump, and you're here. It's right off the main road. It's not like you're, you know, cruising through a bunch of backwood, you know, streets and dirt roads to get to, like some of the springs that we've encountered here in Central Florida. This is a very accessible place just to drive to and to do training. So as a dive instructor, I'm pumped. I think I found a new place to hang out and bring my students and put them through the ringer, so to speak, literally one of those PVC you know, buoyancy obstacle course things. Did you put those underwater, or those have been down there for years, or what?
They've been down there for quite a while. We're gonna actually add to some of that. So we'll make it a little tougher for you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it is cool. It opens up a huge amount of possibilities to really, you know, put your students or just, you know, fine-tune your buoyancy skills and just have some fun, time yourself, whatever the case may be. But anyway, let's see, we got the submerged motorcycle. I saw a canoe. There's a satellite dish or something at the bottom. What else is down there?
Well, we've got that satellite dish, and right adjacent to that, there's a portion of an airplane there, and we've got a tow sub just to the right of that. And then if you go just further after that, there's a car that's upside down. The wheel still spins on it. It's kind of fun to see when you're narked out at about 110. And then to the left of that, we've got...
I don't think that's Jay the dive instructor talking there, CJ. I think that's Jay the entertaining himself diver talking at that point. But yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff. And obviously, did Hal do this back in the day and they're still down there and you guys have just kind of fine-tuned things, or what?
Yeah, it's been there for a while, and we are kind of fine-tuning some things, and we're getting some other stuff to put underwater. We have some other bigger things that we're going to sink in there, but that's still unconfirmed, but we're going to get some bigger and better things to put down.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it is a sinkhole, so basically that means it was a cave billions of years ago, and the cave ceiling caved in and kind of created this round, like, lake-type structure, and what?
It's like an upside-down funnel.
Okay, upside down funnel, right? So you have a debris field at the bottom of the hole there, and rocks and boulders and fossils, and there's sea biscuits
trees.
And
trees and sea biscuits. Yeah,
there's all kinds of crazy stuff. The sea biscuits and some of the fossils are along the wall, and we kind of swam around the wall around 50 feet today, and actually the fossil bed, that's the trek you call it, and we followed it around to the left as you enter the dive platform and follow this line down to about 50 feet. And the first stop where it attaches to the wall into the fossil bed, I look up and there's a laptop computer. Whose was that? Did you just put down that, or what's up with that?
Well, we used that as kind of a training session that we had with some of the students here a couple of weeks ago. We had some people here that were shooting some video, and we thought that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I got a kick out of it. You know, I got in there and said, hey, is this thing actually hooked up to the Internet?
Pioneer actually sent us that waterproof. It's kind of like a test issue. We're going to see if it'll work.
Really?
A waterproof lap car.
It's a waterproof lap. Are you yanking my chain? He is yanking my chain. Yeah, I was. I tried to fire it up and see if we could go surf for porn. CJ's, he's right there with me. But it didn't work this time. Maybe next time. But, yeah, I mean, you do that, and then you follow the rope around, and then we ended up at the motorcycle. I did notice, like, just past the laptop, the line kept going. It stayed around 50 feet, and then it turns to the right, which would take you over to the motorcycle. But if you kept going straight, you kind of went into this overhang type of thing. What's going on there exactly?
Well, that's the line that goes around the entire perimeter of the grotto that follows the fossil bed line, and it winds up coming around right at the 15-foot platform so you can stop and do your safety stop.
Okay, so if we would have followed that line down into the deep, dark area that looked just scary as could be, we still would have been okay. I didn't know if it was going deeper there or not, but I was like, wait a minute, I think the motorcycle's this way, and so we went that way instead. But it just follows the line of the hole, but you kind of go under a ledge. Is that what it is or what?
I'm not really underneath the ledge. It's the fossil bed that follows the perimeter of the grotto itself. And we prefer that all the students keep their hands on the line.
Yes, and we did that. We are good little scuba doobies today at 40 Fathom Grotto. By the way, it's 40fathomgrotto.com, the number 40fathomgrotto.com, and you can check this out online. All this stuff is right there for you to peruse for yourself and plan your next dive if you're ever in the Central Florida area. Now, we're in Ocala. There's a lot of topside stuff you guys have here. There's cabins. There's places for you to actually, you know, pitch a tent, whatever the case may be, and just hang out and do some diving, right?
Yes, sir. Now, Ray Black has a vision, and we will complete that vision. There are many things to do topside. We've got some bonfire pits.
Wait, Ray Black has a vision. Was he putting in a racetrack into this place or what?
Well, next week we might have a water park. You'll never know.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, the Team Scuba, you know, why not? Water park, set up a little mini Daytona. Why not? They could do that here in Daytona, couldn't they, CJ? Or here in Ocala?
Like a three-story flume. You just shoot down right into the grotto.
Yeah, the steps are kind of, that's a long place. That's a long place to walk down them steps. Why didn't you just put a slide down? That may not be a bad idea.
Well, they've got one of those over on Big Island. They call it the Shoot the Flume, or Flume the Shoot, one of the two. I can't remember which one it is, but that's supposed to be a blast. A lot of the guys that I was diving with over there on Big Island did that, and, hey, that's an idea.
Yeah, well, I like it. Well, hey, and here's the man himself. He had no idea we were coming out here to 40 Fathom Grotto today, but Hal Watts, the man, the myth, the legend, has just walked up to his friend. How you doing there, buddy? Welcome to Scuba Radio. Good to see you again.
It's been a long time.
I know you live around this place. You kind of handed it off or let Ray Black Jr. do all the hard work for you.
It's me. Live on the other side now.
And we were making too much racket. You came over and told us to keep the noise down. Is that what the deal was?
Well, I didn't know you were here. I just got back from motorcycle riding.
Oh, well, of course you did.
We had 26 motorcycles out riding today. That retirement is great. Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, I think the last time I saw Hal, where I actually got to hang out with him, and I think it was where we actually hung out and had a drink or two, was in New Orleans, hanging out and walking down Bourbon Street. Remember that? Remember that day?
And that's the place to do it. Why wasn't you at Wiki Watchy Springs New Year's Eve? We expected you to be down there for a midnight dive with the mermaid.
I think I was probably in jail that night, if I remember. I don't remember. But let me think about it. It was fuzzy. New Year's Eve, very fuzzy, my memory bank. But more from 40 Fathom Grotto coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and biz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
Tell me what you mean.
I'll need a dive card with no depth limit, and a big leg sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past the depth of about 100 feet.
There, do that.
I want to dive all day and hang at tiki bars. Working on getting my advancey card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers, even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow as we all stay wet with Scuba Radio. And we'll all hang out at Kinky Bars or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there. Wanna be a diver.
Yes, well, who doesn't? And today we're at 40 Fathom Grotto in Ocala, Florida, hanging out with some of the Scuba Radio dive students. They just did their navigation dive to complete their PADI open water certification advanced card. And we got that taken care of. But I'm literally standing next to a scuba diving legend. And that would be Mr. Hal Watts. He's the one who started this facility years ago, I believe. Is that right? Are you the first owner of 40 Fathom Grotto or what?
For diving. We started diving here in 1962.
Yeah, 1962, and now it's like a technical diving mecca. People from all over the world, especially in the technical diving world, come here and do their checkouts and training and all kinds of stuff, right, Al?
We probably have people coming on here from every country in the world, seriously. We've had them from Poland, from China, from the Philippines, from Australia, Japan, coming here for technical training.
Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff, and I could see why. I mean, you got the depth of this site that is really conducive to doing deep water training, which is one of the things you're very well known for in the diving community, pushing those limits, so to speak.
In fact, we've changed the name of our diving to Narcosis Management.
Is that what it is?
And we teach people, regardless of what depth, what equipment, what they're breathing, how to do it the safest way. Dive planning, gas management, and dive execution.
And obviously he's done pretty well at it because he's still with us today. So there's something to his techniques. It made it work over the years. And like I said, he's very well respected in the dive industry. What made you get into this in the first place, Hal? You know, did you just stumble across this hole in the wall or a hole in the ground and say, hey, I could turn this into a dive facility or what?
I beg your pardon, holding a hole in the ground. This is the 40 Fathom Grotto, man.
Yeah, well, explain. How did this develop? How did you come up with the idea to turn it into a dive site?
Well, in 1962, I belonged to a dive club in Orlando. And the two people that owned it, we had a club meeting one night. And that Sunday day, two of the club divers had dived here. And they came to the club meeting, and my dive buddy, who was the other owner, he and I heard about it that night. So the next morning at 7 o'clock, we were up here, parked on the side of the road, sliding down the hill, going diving, and we both almost drowned.
And you're like, okay, well, we got to come back and see if we can do it again without drowning, or?
Yeah, well, in fact, that's what made me decide to be an instructor.
Oh, okay. Figured, okay, there must be a better and safer way to do this.
Well, I'd only been diving about 2 months, and we've been cave diving 150 feet, but we went to the bottom here, and we went past 240 feet. And got buzzed out and didn't know what was happening, got tangled in line. I don't remember the ascent. I really don't. But we use Clorox bottles for buoyancy jugs. I'm serious. I know.
Really?
Even cavemen can do it.
Nice. But it just built from there, though, huh?
Yeah, I decided when I got out of the water, I kissed the earth. I really did. I was so happy to be alive. And I said, you know, personally get hurt doing this. So I decided to be an instructor.
And it just went from there, and you literally are a legend. Now you're kind of like, I don't know, what do you consider this, like semi-retirement? You still live next door, but you've handed off all the day-to-day operations to Ray Black here, huh?
Amen, brother. Well, I'm semi-retired. I only teach Narcosis Management. That's all I teach. And I'm going to Korea to teach some of that and some cave diving next week.
Yes. Well, and, you know, he knows his stuff, but he's quite the party animal, too. One of the times, you remember that time back in New Orleans?
My wife's here. Be quiet.
Wait, she was there. If I remember, was she down Bourbon Street with the fake, you know.
Which wife, Ray said?
Oh, that was a different one. I'm sorry. Okay.
It was, man.
Okay, all right. Just checking. Almost stepped in it right there, didn't I? All right, more coming up from 40 Fathom Grotto. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, and we're at 40 Fathom Grotto. You can check it out at 40fathomgrotto.com and see for yourself the fine facility they've developed here. Now, you know, we just talked to Hal Watts. He's the one who started this facility back in the 60s. He's kind of handed off the day-to-day operations to Ray Black and the Ray Black Jr. Racing Team, TeamScuba.com. You know, we were talking to him last week on the big show where we announced the official Scuba Radio sponsorship of that NASCAR, and you can check it out at TeamScuba.com. Now, Ray Black is with us right now. How you doing, Ray?
How you doing?
Hey, dude, thanks for inviting us out here, first of all. You've really outdid. I did not expect this kind of facility for my students. They're going to love it. And I think, you know, we got to do some kind of special scuba radio event out here on the site. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. We're designing this as a resort, you know, to have festivals like that.
Yeah, and I'd say it would be a festival-type event if we brought brought the show out here, did some diving, set up a big barbecue thing. They got a couple fire pits set up where you can roast weenies. We could have a Scuba Radio weenie roast. That would be a first. We haven't done that before, and this might be the site to do it. You up for something like that?
Absolutely.
All right, so we could do that. Now, what's the deal here, though? Because you're based out of Jacksonville. You're doing the NASCAR thing with Ray Black Jr., the Team Scuba race car, and I don't see any race cars here yet. Is that something in development? You're going to put a track in here pretty soon, too, or what?
No, the racing is based in Palm Coast. Commercials in Jacksonville, but I operate about 5 corporations, so I bounce around everywhere.
All right, yeah, he has like a commercial diving operation over in Jacksonville, right? That's what the deal is? And so he's taken over the property here to do their training for their commercial diving things, and you guys are now breaking out into recreational diving a little bit more and making this facility a little bit more user-friendly for schmoes like myself.
Correct. We're looking to build convenience. You know, a one-stop shop where I can have people come in on Friday and enjoy it and leave Sunday. You know?
I just came here for the day, but I'd like to stay. I love it that much. It's pretty cool. 40fathomgrotto.com. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Nikki. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my close personal friend and all-around super great guy, Dave.
That's it, do you know
that? It's not Dave?
That's
it. That creep, really? Okay, Greg, here's Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, cool. Remember, he has to stay at least 10 yards away from me at all times.
Am I turning you on?
I'm serious.
My God, you're greasy.
Don't let him get too close to me.
Oh, baby.
Greg, back off. I'm packing, Greg. I'm packing. Back off. Back it up. Back it up, Greg.
What the hell just happened? You got shot at again. That's 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, you know, we're hanging out at 40 Fathom Grotto here doing some checkout dives with CJ James, Mermaid Abby. We actually have another person with us here at the site, but they're not allowed to speak because they're basically playing hooky from work, so they don't know that they're here. So CJ, I believe, has volunteered to speak up for this person and explain their view of this fine diving facility in Ocala, Florida. Take it away, CJ.
That's right, Greg. I really enjoy the grotto, and I really love diving with these two handsome young gentlemen, Jimmy the Helper Boy, and CJ in particular. Look so handsome in their hoods that fit so snugly on the heads and make them look just too like two little bullet heads.
I like it. I don't know what to think of that, actually.
I could not take my eye. I almost ran out of the air, Bubbles, because I could not take my eyes off these man's taut, muscular buttocks.
What? Mermaid Abby, you have any comment about such things? You were kind of watching from topside because you're a little clogged up, got some sinus issues going on today, couldn't dive. However, you were able to watch CJ James and myself dive in our hooded vests and the whole thing. I mean, were you just basically up there drinking it in?
Yes, I was enjoying every moment of not diving at this awesome location. Thanks for reminding me of that. You know, I think sexy is probably the opposite of how everybody actually looked in their little hoods. That's just my opinion. You're misguided.
Abby, don't be a hater. don't hate the player, hate the game. And let me just say that you look fine as hell, too. Why do I sound like a... like a sort of a gay Muhammad Ali?
I don't know. I didn't think you did actually sound like
float
that. But...
Float like a butterfly. Hurts when I pee.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know what is going on exactly because, ironically, there is no drinking going on here because they frown upon that here at 40 Fathom Grotto. And so we're not. This is purely, you know, we have no excuse for this sounding totally chaotic.
I love 40 Fathom Grotto. What's really cool, too, is it's a beautiful site. There's a lot of natural wonder. Nowhere have I seen so much dickweed.
No, that's duckweed.
Duckweed?
Yes, duckweed.
Oh.
It's a green, slimy substance that kind of coats the top of, you know, you see it on ponds and things. And they do have that here, but it's really not a problem. It actually adds a little bit to the ambiance of the whole place, especially when you're underwater doing navigation dives. It kind of gives it almost like a night dive kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it's like a twilight thing. And this whole time I was calling it dickweed.
Yeah, it's
so
not.
I was wrong.
You were wrong. It's duckweed.
Duckweed.
Yes.
Okay.
That's an honest mistake because they do have that kind of weed in other parts of the country, but not here in Ocala, Florida, evidently.
Somebody named Richard.
No. No, that's duckweed, and it just, like I said, it coats the surface of the water here at 40 Fathom Grotto, probably about, I'd say, about half of what we see, and it varies with the visibility a little bit depending on the weather and the rain in the area. But a great dive site. Check it out, 40fathomgrotto.com.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier PADI 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. great dive masters, everything you need. And the diving, oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 55. On most drift dives, you'll likely be penalized for participating in impromptu games of dive flag football.
You have to respect the sea.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Jeff?
A question, Greg.
Shoot.
What do you think of when I say dry diving?
Dry suits.
A logical answer. What about when I say frigid temperatures, howling winds, ice, and snow?
I say done diving.
That's what most folks think when winter comes around, but I say there are a lot of ways you can stay involved in diving, even if you have no desire to get wet. And I'd say that each of these ways offers a benefit to you as a diver.
Okay, I'll bite.
Winter, which is the off-season for most of us not lucky enough to live in your neck of the woods, is a great time to catch up or increase diving knowledge.
You mean finally getting to that stack of magazines I've been waiting to read.
Exactly. Or that list of dive books that caught your interest, or those videos you've been wanting to watch.
Boy, and there are plenty of those to keep you busy.
And each one is chock full of information and can contribute to increasing your dive knowledge.
And if you feel like actually leaving the house?
How about taking a continuing education course? Not all of them involve diving. You can learn dive-specific first aid skills with a day-in course, or how to care for your gear with an equipment maintenance course.
You could also take care of your gear by getting its annual service done, couldn't you?
Sure. Avoid the rush and get it up and ready to go.
You know, talking about the off-season, I'm surprised you haven't pulled the fitness card and advised us to get to the gym.
Well, now that you mentioned it...
I know. Your belief in fitness and diving is well documented.
It's not so much my belief as it is science. Being fit is just a good thing to be.
How about staying in touch with other divers?
Winter doesn't have to mean the end of the social aspect we all enjoy so much. Off-season offers a great chance for dive clubs to shine. Use the time to get together and maybe even work on off-season goals together. Encourage each other on the fitness side or take some continuing education classes together. Plan some special events, like maybe a fundraiser that benefits an organization that is important to your club. Just being around other divers can keep you active in the sport until the season rolls around again.
And what if you just have to get in the water?
Take a refresher course, or grab a buddy and head to the pool for practice. Keeping your skills sharp, or practicing skills you don't often use, is never a waste of time.
Or?
Yes?
You could always book that midwinter trip to a tropical location.
Now that's the best idea of all.
There are a lot of ways for divers to stay active, even if it's not the perfect time of year to get wet. Use the off-season to take care of things that often get pushed aside in warmer weather. And you'll be surprised how much they contribute to making you a better and safer diver. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And hopefully nobody has to do that today here as we hang out at 40 Fathom Grotto and get CJ and James' skills underwater accomplished for their PADI Advanced Open Water Certification. And CJ, how do you feel? I know you feel good about this this new milestone in your diving life career, so to speak, right?
I do, Greg. I feel like a champion. I think everything came together right today. I think all the elements were there. It took a lot of dedication, a lot of training, a lot of discipline, a lot of mental instability on my part, and I think that...
But your instructor was top-notch.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You're my ride, so I kind of have to... Yeah, you are an incredible inspiration to us all. We look up to you, and just you. It's kind of embarrassing to tell you face-to-face, so we don't say much about it, but yeah, you are the wind beneath my wings.
You didn't really need to say that publicly, but James, care to elaborate? That was pretty good, but I could always take a little bit more brown nosing.
Yeah, it was good, Greg.
Okay, that'll have to do.
Also, the facial hair that you're sporting today makes you look so wise.
Thank you, I think. But anyway, you know, you guys are kind of, you know, it's kind of like the master diver taking the grasshopper under his wing or something like that and showing him the ropes.
I'd also like to say that I couldn't have done it without my dive buddy, Jimmy the Helper Boy.
He helped you well today, did he?
We stay together, we're buddies, and that's the way it's done. You never leave your buddy.
That's true. You guys were following the rule book, so to speak, quite well today. And how do you feel about that, getting your advanced open water certification under your belt now?
Pretty stoked, Greg. There was a little bit of trouble we were having there at first on the navigational dive. CJ was having a little problem, you know, with a little bit of a mask squeeze, was that, or clear?
No, he's trying to clear his ear. You're having a little ear issue there on the second part of our dive.
Yeah, right ear was not cooperating, but we finally whipped it into shape and did what we had to do. We sucked it up. We, you know, sometimes you encounter, you know, less than ideal conditions, and you persevere, and that makes it getting there that much more special.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you, one thing about CJ I've learned of training him over the last few months as a dive student is he can BS better than any person on the planet.
Never say die. Never, ever give up, no matter what. And it just goes to show what can happen when you come together with such a talented, dedicated group of dive professionals.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody could BS better than that than myself. I guess that's why it drew me to bring these guys into the diving community was because of that, that camaraderie I felt with CJ and James.
If it was not for Scuba Radio, I would not be as wet as I am right now.
Okay, that's enough. That's going way too far, and I'm starting to feel a little nauseous. So, it is about sharing the joy of diving, and that's why, you know, myself as a dive instructor, I do try to bring in friends to our little world community of diving, and that's what I've done with CJ and James. And I do, you know, as much as we joke about it here on Scuba Radio, I take it very seriously because, you know, I want these people to have a lot of fun. That's what it's all about. If it isn't fun, why bother, right? But you also want to be safe, and you want them to learn the skills that they need to know to do this activity and feel comfortable in the water, because the more comfortable you are, you can relax and focus on just having fun. And one of the things I mentioned on the air probably about 3 years ago was how I was getting involved in martial arts and started going after this whole black belt thing. And you know, if you remember back that far, I mean, I don't even remember that far, but thank God for Dive Training Magazine. They wrote an article on this month's Dive Training Magazine about how martial arts and scuba diving are very similar.
I would like to say that your hood does make you look very much like a ninja.
Yeah, well, that was the look I was going for. And you know, I am a black belt. Well, I'm a deputy black belt now, which is kind of like the Barney Fife of black belts. But it's a black belt just the same. And anyway, the latest issue of Dive Training Magazine talks about how martial arts is good for staying fit for diving. And there's some interesting similarities on how we teach this sport to our dive students. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified, couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to remind you, remember, September 6th, we are going out with our friends from Explorer Ventures once again, this time to the Bahamas on the Explorer Ventures EV1 liveaboard dive vessel. If you want to go and join us for that week, it's September 6th itinerary. We cruise the northern part of the Bahamas. We see an incredible amount of cool dive sites, some of them which I've been to before, but the added bonus to this liveaboard week-long adventure we have planned for September is that there's a very good chance that we are going to encounter wild dolphins. And I tell you, I've done this a few times in the past. Abby's going on this adventure with us. I know a few people have already booked the trip, so I want to tell you now, if you want to join us, we're not making this like an official Scuba Radio scuba cruise per se, but it's basically myself, Abby, and another mermaid or two. Who knows who we got going on, but it's going to be quite an adventure when you combine mermaids and wild dolphins. Are you ready for this, Abby?
Oh, I'm more than ready, Greg. I've been waiting for this for a long time, so I am happy to go and swim with those wild dolphins, take some pictures, and it would be even better if some of your listeners joined us, and we'd all have a good time.
Absolutely. So, and you know, so if you want to do that, call Explorer Ventures or just go to exploreventures.com, get their phone number, email them, whatever you got to do, and reserve that week for September 6th. And you can join us, and who knows, maybe you'll be swimming with the fishes just like us. And, you know, we've combined the mermaids and great white sharks before. Why not wild dolphins? Why not go for something a little bit more warm and fuzzy and where the water temp is above 65 degrees like it was in Guadalupe? You're down for that, right, Mermaid Abby?
Yeah, I like actually being able to keep all of my appendages. It's a little bit nicer. But it's a warmer environment, so I don't have to wear quite as thick a wetsuit, and I'll be able to don the mermaid tail and swim around and frolic a little bit.
Absolutely. And hey, don't forget, you remember in hour one we talked about the lost weekend at Coral Caverns Resort for Memorial Day weekend. Details are going to be up on scubaradio.com if they're not already there. So make sure you join us. We'll have Abby, Denise, who knows, we'll have mermaids. It'll be a big blowout. So we got all kinds of travel plans scheduled for over the next several weeks. You'll hear about them on the air. And, of course, you have many opportunities to join us in person and enjoy the festivities with us. So until then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Each little snug here, good thing or rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we look here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.